last week we went through the Indian of Simon Shalamid, the Sugya of Yoledes, as they get a B'chol Shish B'Sakono. We try to focus on the more practical aspect, all the ideas what they get practically. Now to go through the Indian, sip by sip, some ideas that come out from the page itself. In sip bay, a lot of this brought down about the Miladim giving birth to a guy on Shabbos. So, Chok Amor in the Vazaro, by the Rishonim discussing, the Mishnah said the person cannot give birth to a guy on Shabbos. Reason is because if you're helping to bring up a Zara, the Oyvah Zara, the Paskim says, Lav Dapka Oyvah Zara, even in the case of Yishma'ilim. But during the week, we might say you can. We want to say, what's the difference during the week and on Shabbos? During the week, you take half from them and you cannot push them away and say, I don't want to give birth to you. It's the implement that I'm sick of Avi give birth. Masha Enkin, on Shabbos, since you can push them away and make sure there's no Avi, you can explain to them and tell them that we only help people giving birth by people that are Shemin Shabbos. Masha Enkin, you're not Shemin Shabbos. Therefore, there won't be any Avi on Shabbos. So it's very clear that the halacha is that even though giving birth lav dafka is a halacha, not clear what the issur is, but during the week you can do it only with schar. On Shabbos, you cannot do it, even though there's no issur, because we don't bring going into this world. Let's say he speaks out to Yishayim that you cannot be toicho, it's at the sugi of Eva. Even in a case like Goyim, they are Shemir Shabbos, so you cannot tell them that they're not Shemir Shabbos. Or in the case that the Goyim and Maisi do not believe it, they don't understand the idea. Sakosai, help us give birth. Come on, this halacha, Mokabra brings down that in such a case, if there is Eva, then halacha is you can't give birth to them on Shabbos. Can't birth, give birth. When, says Mishnah Berurah, the Mogavram, but there's no malacha. We're not doing any malacha. But let's say in the case you're doing a malacha, whether it's a malacha, the Rabbanon, or the Raisa, it's not that clear. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, that bring down a few Mogavram, that even the Rabbanon wants to say maybe to be Machmer. But he says, certainly in the case of a Raisa, he knows that numerous Jewish doctors that travel, come from Soyuz to go help our Goyim, Hashem Yishmeranu. How in the world can a Yid that's go be Merchal Shabbos to go help out a guy, the Chor is far from the Sugyo, you have no right to go do that to do Malacha the Reis to help out a guy. Myself. Yeah, that's first what it says on the page. Come on, some Sefer, and Lewis Pushkin discuss that you have to understand what the get of Eva over here means. Eva over here means the case where they're going to bother you, they're not going to like you, or they're going to go heads that can fire, and therefore, in the case of Eva, give birth to them. To upon them, maybe not. Not the case of the Raisa. But let's say Eva lead to a case of a Koch Nefesh. Lead to a case that's dangerous. For character, it sounds like, just like you have a right to any Pu'ula beside the Malach of a Koch Nefesh. And also, if Eva will lead to a friction between you and Goyim, lead to a case of Koch Nefesh, says Chacham Sofer, of course, you can do a case of the Raisa. Still, you can do a Malach of the Raisa. Schar is a separate thing else that maybe you should take schar. Moshe the Maisi should not take schar because you should know that Shabbos is different. Moshe the Shuvah should not take schar, others say you should. But without getting lalas to give schar Shabbos and to get to other nyonim, but the get to Koch Nebuchadnezzar, Vadi, right to Mechal Shabbos. Now that comes along with Moshe, Archaim Kaladal, the end of Chalakai, he says, close to Mishnah Berurah, the Pella Agoyne Chomet Chaim. He lived in Ruslan at times where there was numerous anti Semites against the Jewish people. They used to take them to the army when they were very young. They were mamish out to get them. And how in the world could the Chol Chaim write a Shemish Meno Pela Atzumo? In those days, certainly the case of Koch Nefesh, he writes from Moshe 40 years ago, Alachas Kama Vakamo, in the age of newspapers, where one Yid does not help out another Goy on Shabbos, a leader, the whole, everyone discussing this concept, lead to the end of Koch Nefesh, Alachas Kama Vakamo, you say today, one Yid in Pakistan doesn't do something, the whole entire world on the internet discusses this concept over here, lead to the end of Koch Nefesh. And therefore, Vadis and Moshe, Numas Poiskin, coming to the Chassam Sefer, that Sugya over here, when saying the idea of Eva, the Magar Avram, from the Sugya, is not Eva of Koch Nefesh, but Eva that's Lita, an act of Sakona Mamish, a Vadi of Chalo Shabbos. That's how the Ikka the Poiskin go, and they really say, Shreel from time, why did not discuss this Akimto, what's the case of the Koch Nefesh Mamish? No, so that the sugya instead of chamsa meant al chesek, chesek, pasha ben chesek, meant chesek, but it meant koch nefesh. And it's one of the tiny that I'm telling once a tiny why Jews don't do organ transplants or the machmer on concept to get using a person's body. He says that lav goyim do not want to give to Jews due to the idiom that Jews don't help out or due to goyim. So he said the similar idea over here that not came out that sugi per se, but we see the idea that if Jews don't start helping out, it'll either they'll injure and hurt you or they won't help you out when it's your tzarech. Lloyd, I point out a side point. What is Eva? Eva case the Rabbanan case the right. So when you do a malacha, it's an Eva. Maybe it's a malacha she'ain tzarich l'gufay. Maybe be'etzem it's a malacha you're not doing because you won't do the malacha. You're doing the malacha so the guy shouldn't injure you and hurt you. So there's a chacham sefer, there's a moshe also in Truva discussing this aspect. We know the sugya of malacha she'ain tzarich l'gufay. It came down with machlokes marik, chavasyon, and others. But maybe it's any echnami not even a case of a deraisa we need to pull him at Eva. Maybe it is a malacha she'ain tzarich l'gufay. So given the sugya of Yoledes, when does the man start giving birth that you have a right to Michal Shabbos, mitzvah Michal Shabbos? So Gemara brings down three different lashonos, either Yeshval Mishbar, a case where Dam Shasatz, or she cannot walk by herself. Also, Meister Mechab is very clear that since we're Choshim Koch Nefesh, Shemachmon, all of them, either one of these manim start, the loch is Yemachal Shabbos Miyad. Michal Shabbos, to take care of the Yoledes. Now, when it says the Dam Shasatz, dam that comes out, how much dam? So the Bina of the Rashi says even a little bit amount of dam doesn't get of dam. Like I'm going to point out, the words are dam shesatz. We heard sounds like a lot amount of dam. Just practically, they say if a little bit of dam comes out, don't go to the doctor. Don't go to Rav Iskri wife's motor ulcer. The Rav would get very upset by that. First, you go to the doctor. Blood comes out. It's kind of what's happening exactly. First, you go to the doctor, find out what exactly is happening. It could lead to matzkoch nefesh. Whether it's nicholas sugar of your letters or not, that could be a shiloh with a little bit amount of dam. But the mice little dam comes out, you go to the doctor. A similar case they discussed when water breaks. It's not more than three choices over here. So the mice, if water breaks, a vadi also mechal Shabbos. Why? It's a kono for the child. Not mitzad you let this, mitzad it's a kono. Why? Because the doctors all say when the water comes out, it can lead to a case of infection. Not that it does, it can. And therefore, when my wife's water broke, we went to the hospital. Sometimes they keep you there a couple of hours, they check, make sure that might send you away for a couple of hours. It can lead to an infection. Therefore, vadu, the water breaks, you go right away to the hospital. Now, what? No, we can first say, does not make you an either. No, does not make you an either. Now, it's a nichla sugya of Yeledes, that therefore she is a matkul chunepesh herself. That's a shal among the swam, how to look at it. Some, the Shmir Shabbos, the original prince, before 5 years ago, we one time nichla the sugya of dam shesas. So, dam comes out, nichla also the sugya of water breaks. They point out, no one brings down the page, where the women had down the table. They always had this mitzias. Why is not brought down? It's a new prince, he switched it. It means you have to mechal Shabbos for it. But not nichol to get of Yoledes. And now they have to make sure everything's beseder. So again, we have the aspect in Gerosh, Yoledes, the three things over here. Then there's the side aspect, the dam, a little bit amount of dam. Or water comes out, you have to make sure everything's beseder, that no sakana happening.
If you have to go for a little bit of dam, talking to the worst.
That's not as Yoledes. Yoledes, a little bit of amount of dam to make sure the kids be safe. So Yoledes, she's makkos nefesh, whatever she wants for her being a sakana, her, but she's not Yoledes. That's the sugya of Yoledes, the clone of Yoledes.
One cow is the sakana for the blood anyway, so why would we come on to go next?
No, but let's say you take care again.
I mean, why would we come on to Yoledes? Meaning Yoledes?
No, the doctor says the little amount of dam came out, you have to say it.
Then
he goes to Rob, Rob says whatever love is.
Then it's not familiar.
Yeah, yeah, what are you? Are you Yoledes? Not Yoledes yet. Now, if that was a lacha after you gave birth. Now, after you gave birth means whether you had a healthy child, whether you're a maple, the person would say you got pregnant for 40 days, and then you're a maple. The lacha is also the same klal that you have 3 days and 7 days and 30 days. Same thing, the person can say whether you had a healthy child, whether a natural birth, or cesarean has the same exact lacha, 3, 7, and 30. Now, 3 means until 3, koach nefesh. Until 7, if she says Reitani, also Koch Nefesh, until 30, she get a Kodesh Eva Sakono. Therefore, again, the Gehta Mapelas, let's say you're pregnant 40 days, you will Mapel 41st day, it comes 2 days later, Yom Kippur, you eat Yom Kippur. You eat my wife, she does nothing to get of your lettuce. Now, in the Gehta, other sugars, in the Gehta Mapel, Alila Toro, Kfuro, or Lakas Dom, or Tumas Leda, that's a different sugar, 3 months, 5 months. But in the Gehta, our sugar, we have a place to say, Mapelas, Nicholas, sugar of Aledo. Now the lacha over here is, again, we have 3 numbers, 3, 7, and 30. So come along the Rishonim and the argue, when it says the number, let's say 3 and 7, which says up to 3 days of Koach Nefesh, and 7, which it says Reit Sunday is Koach Nefesh, what does that mean, 3 days and 7 days? Is it Me'is Leis, 3 24-hour periods, or does it mean 3 days? Meaning a person gave birth on Wednesday, therefore you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, can we call Shabbos or not? If it's meisleis, you can't be chal at the beginning of Shabbos. If it's not meisleis, you can't do it after 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So come on, the Trumas Hadeshin says those 3 days per se, and therefore that you read the Mechab and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, he the Maisa went away, and therefore the Mogavram and the Graz and Chayodom, they the Maisa Paschkin or Chashogon, this way they get it after 3 days. Asad HaShani, the Be'aloch over here discusses, Mishnah Berurah, he brings down that there's a Rashman read for not the way, he rushed not the way, and therefore he over here wants me to bring down the King Gedagoy, allowed to be Michael, and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, then all the Mishnah, the Maisa says the Gedu is Me'es La'es. Therefore, among the swarm, among the other place game, it's going to be a machleisha shakel. Once machleisha shakel, the cloud usually is savach b'koch nevish lahakel. And therefore, the swarm is manenu go. The gedur is lahakel meister me'es lais. Therefore, you have up to 24 hours, 3 24-hour periods. Therefore, the gedur b'koch nevish. Some of the fashas lahakel lost in the place game. Well, yeah.
No, I'm saying the me'es lais is the more cloud.
That means, yeah, that means the machal shabbos.
Oh, yeah,
or,
yeah.
Yes.
So what's the Svarah for the people?
Oh, so there are two points here. Number one, the Svarah Yishlon Harbei. Right, the two things. Now what's the Svarah? That first thing is birth at the end of one day. So body knows, body will only be Matkof Nefesh for 2 days and an hour. The person gives birth on the beginning of one day, is Matkof Nefesh, the body will be 2 days and 23 hours. It's hard to understand why. If the body is Kof Nefesh, because this has giving birth, Chorosh makes sense, be 24-hour period, I'll be Svarah Shavoy. That's Aleph one point. Yishlon won't exactly clear the machloek, says, let's Chazal say, no, we know how people work. It goes based upon days and not based upon time. We could also say, interesting enough, communal the other way around. Let's say you have less than 3 days, but you already have 3 meis lais. You have less than 3 days, but 3 less meis lais. Now, like our faces, how in the world you have that permit see us. So let's say a person is in Eretz Yisrael, he flies to America. So now, all of a sudden, you do not have 3 days, but you have more than 72 hours. You can have 80 hours, you can have more hours. So now what about punk fakert? You can have less than 3 days, but you can have more than 72 hours. I can say the same machlokes. So I see that Rav Zilberstein asked this question to Liashiv Ishver. Liashiv says, no, everyone agrees in this case, the loch is a less than 3 days, I got much more than 72 hours, above the loch is matzah koch nefesh. It's very hard to understand. Before the side of the machlokes is, that we look at the body per se, the amount of hours, you look at Chazal Kveh, the amount of days. So tell me the reason why we say 3 meis la'is is why, because we know body is 72 hours, this meis is 80 hours. So why should it be that way? Not clear, but each year the law should be the same thing. Still a sub-kok nefesh, and the meis person has a right to Mechal Shabbos or Kedoymo, after still it's less than either Mahalach you're going with, if we still have the swab, it's less than 3 days over here. Now, once the man would start counting these 3 days from, or the 7 days, so the Mishmur brings down the Shaila, he brings down the Lach Mishnah, we look at the end of the Leda. That's how, again, Shalom the Paiskim is since the Machlokes among the Paiskim. Again, the Subkoch Nefesh Lahakal, and therefore look at the end of the Leda. What is the end of the Leda? Shalom among the Swarm is the account from the Shtuli coming out, the Placenta, not coming out. The Maisa goes to the end of the Leda. Sefei is a Lachal that a person, when the mother passes away, and you want to take out the child, you're allowed to carry a knife through Shasir Abim and to take out the child. Now, come along the Ramah brings down the minigas, even though they'd even been made whole, they were not to open up the mother's stomach to take out the child. Why could not be keen that maybe the mother is still alive? First, can point out, as Manenu, we have numerous machines and ways of testing, and we know for sure, therefore, the Nog is not Bismanazet that way. I mean, you know the mother passed away, we tested already, it's just like we know when the mother's head is chopped off. Even in those days, Avad, we took out the child, we knew for sure because the mother had to play. Also today, this Ramah, we're not choshish for. Sivav is a lacha making a madura for Yeles on before 30 days. Bezah Shem, we'll get back to that when we get to Shinchon Kesef Dalet. What the lacha has come up over here in this sugya. Siv Zayin is a lacha when the baby comes out. The lacha, you can do whatever you want for the child, whether it's washing the child, salting the child, or putting the shilya, the placenta, in atmano. Now, the Mishmur says not in the case of a deraisa. Why? Because it's only a case of segula over here. It does not say exactly what the segula is. So I'm not sure of any right, any pshat, do Mechal Shabbos in the segula over here. He said, do a stomach case. Well, he says the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, you have a right to cut over here the tabor, you can cut the umbilical cord. That means your machlokes in the Mishnah, Abyeishin, Abanon, they can cut it or tie it. Maestro, we pass the person has the right to go cut it. Now, what is the issur of cutting this cord over here? So, Lachor come on the Paiskim and Mishmur brings down, it's Machlokes, if it's Dindar Abbonu, Dindar Aisa. Being done the Makabram, it's not like in Taisvis. the issue of cutting this cord only did the Rabbanon. At Tashin, you bring down the Shushan with David, one time the get of a deraiso here, some soif with deraiso, then one time the case of deraiso. What's the core of this side of the Shiloh here? Real in the sugi of grazes. Prim Gum discusses the problem here is grazes. Cutting off something that's not part of the body. That means cutting off your hair is grazes, cutting off your nails is grazes. Who are the Shiloh here? Is this nichel together of grazes? Is it one of the Lamites Malachas deraiso? Oh no, it's not that way. When you learn the sugi of grazes, we really had a basic question. Cutting off the finger is not grazes. Cutting off your hair is grazes. Why is cutting off your finger chavolo, feels a shama? Cutting off your hair is grazes. What's the difference between the two? We have two main malachim to answer this question. One is that your hair is not b'etzem part of you. Your body is your body. Your finger is part of you. Something that's part of you b'etzem and mitzios, that's not grazes. Grazes is something that goes out from you, not part of you. That's grazes. If so, come out through the umbilical cord. It's not part of the child per se. It's a way of transferring food from the mother to the child. Should be nichel l'sugi of grazes. Should be a case of deraiso. There was very good why the Mishmur brings down from the Shoshana with David. The case of deraiso. At Tashani, others want to answer what's the chil between grazes by cutting off your hair, cutting off your finger, is when the case it grows back or not. So, by the case where if it grows back, your hair grows back as grazes, your nails grow back as grazes. They get involved in the case of teeth. Don't grow back. Won't be a case of grazes. If so, come along in this case, the umbilical cord does not grow back. Therefore, would not be a case of grazes. That means when you learn the sugya of grazes, we had a basic question and we had different ways of answering what the definition of grazes is. L'chor, that's the machlokes over here. Is it nichel and get of grazes? That's one way of answering these sides of the machlokes. They get involved in another way. It could be that they get involved, is this the case of l'chor shein tzvich l'gufay, negate the sugya of grazes, how they apply the in of grazes. Or someone get involved when you have dry skin, dead skin, take it off on Shabbos. That means you have a burn and you take it off. It's only a dinder abonim grazes. Also, since this umbilical cord has no use anymore, maybe it's nichel again of rabbanim of grazes. But again, the sugya over here, Mishmur is getting involved with, is really how to apply the klal negeir to grazes. So, Zayin Tevches, discussing also someone who's noyled a ben ches. Bezman Chazal, a ben ches, from Aisha could not live. Bezman Azeh, a ben ches, a ben vav also. Maisa, they can live a full life. We have incubators, Maisa, children do survive and seem to have no problems, and therefore they say the clone of your avad do not apply. Mizmanazer, we have a child, Ben Ches, Ben Lav, Kedaima, Avad Mizmanazer, we are Mechal Mashabbos for it, the Nichol and the Geda of Mamish Bekoach Nefesh. Now, when Sim Ches discussed the Indian when a mother is Bitsar and she has to express milk from her dadim, not to be Bitsar on Shabbos, and the Kamal of the Mechab, he says the Maisa can't do that. This sugya, how to go do that practically? I like to leave it with the little sugya of Mefarik, Schita of Tosh, because that's going to learn how exactly I'll express milk. That's really the sugya over there, not really our sugya. But again, this is the Makar that is discussing why Noshim have a hetter. This question of how to go do it, which we'll see the locker, they say, Hoylich the Ibot, make sure you have either detergent inside, or let's say maybe it's better today to use an electric pump over a hand pump is much better. But that's again the sugya that they point out is coming from over here. The Valet's Mutter, you just have to know the clone when and how to go do it. Simichin Chokas is a case of a Chol on Shabbos. The title is in Chol b'Shabbos. That means again, we point out what's the chil between Shin Chokas and Shin Choftes. Shin Choftes, the case of Koach Nefesh, the things that are an outside factor that are causing a person to be mat Koach Nefesh. The example of building fell on top of a person, a case of Deleiko, an army is coming to surround the Jews, to surround the Yid. That's nothing to get up Koach Nefesh, that's Shin Choftes. Shinuchav Ches, the case of a Chayla. The person has a sickness inside of him. Now the Geta Chayla also mentions the five levels, the Chayla Sheish Bei Sakana, second level is Kans Aver, a third level is Chayla Sheim Bei Sakana, a fourth is Mixes Chayla, and the fifth is a Mechish Valmo. Those five, right now we're focusing on the case of Chayla Sheish Bei Sakana. The case of a Mechish is really the Sif Aleph, which we'll get back to later on. The order of the Shulchan Aruch is from Sif Beis to Sif Ten Zayin is all one case of Chodesh Yish Beis Tekono. Sif Yud Zayin, they'll switch to Chodesh Yish Beis Tekono as Tekonis Aver. Then afterwards will be the case that mixes Chodesh and Mechush. So we'll get back to Sif Aleph over here. Sif Beis is where we're starting the sugya again of Chodesh Yish Beis Tekono. So that's what the Mechaber, according to the words of the Yerushalmi, says three Lashainas, some of the Chodesh Yish Beis Tekono. Number one, it's Mitzvah to Mechal Olav as Shabbos. Number two, how is Doris, how is Meshubach? Number three, some of the Shel is Shaykh Tomim. Three different things over here. Now, the reason why it's a mitzvah, Meshubach brings down the Pasuk in Yumo, the Gemara brings down the Chaybem, if it's a mitzvah to save a person on Shabbos, and how do you see the person shayv of Tom Vishoyal, Mishbu being down a pasuk like Salmon Adamer Echo? First thing he wants to go ask, he might lead to a matzkoch nefesh, he might be the pasuk like Salmon Adamer Echo. What comes the place and they bring down a Yishalmi? The Yishalmi says, Vanishal, I said Dov Maguno. Someone who answers back is Dov Maguno. Now, why is that so? Someone answers back Dov Maguno. So when Mishbu explains that the fact that people go to ask, the Rav has to answer back, it's a ignite the Rav of the Talmud Chacham that I should have been Doyish Birabim, I should have told people, don't ask. First do, Nasa, and that's afterwards, Nishma. Go hear what you should have gotten done afterwards. But first, go deal with the Ematzah B'Koch Nefesh. And if the Mishbu and Simon Shinla Medal says, the mitzvah of Fires and its Indian, that when any Ematzah will stop B'Koch Nefesh, Maisa, you want to go do. Now, Vada says the Aruch HaShulchan, in the case you know for sure time is not of essence, of adding you have right to go ask. But numerous times you do not know if times are of essence, and therefore in this case Hazara is Hayda Meshubach, the son of Sheryl is Shevich Domim. Now this Indian that says this Lashon three times, Hazara is Hayda Meshubach, Mitzvah Mechal Shabbos, Mechaba being down three different times, once over in Sif Beis, once again in Sif Yud Gimel, once in Simon Shin Chav Tes Sif Aleph, and the more being down a fourth time in Simon Shin Lamadal, learned by the Sugi of Deleiko, by Sif Chavov. Over there in Sif Chavov, being down in Meshubach, let's say you were Mechal Shabbos. You have to ma'aseh Sif Chal Soif very happened over here. Therefore, we need a case of a shuvah or kapara. Says the Mishabur, avada not, avada. What he did is a mitzvah shemayim. There's no din of shuvah, no din of kapara. The word of Shlomo Zalman says, just like when someone does a bris milah on Shabbos, is he feels terrible? He was mechal Shabbos to the bris milah on Shabbos. No, he's a bris milah on Shabbos. Same idea. Any time a person is mechal Shabbos, he's not mechal Shabbos for keret. This is mechanish Shabbos. The Chaybem to go save another year, his life of Vadik Mitzvah, no din of Tshuva at all. And the words of Mechaber later on get to the Sifta as well. It's Schar Toiv Me'is Hashem. Even in the case of the Mechaber, when what you did not help out at all the Mokum of Koch Nefesh, even did not help, it was not needed, it was not needed at the end of the day. So I'm called Soiv, get Schar Toiv Me'is Hashem Yisbarach. Now, just some cases to bring down, sometimes people don't realize this Indian over here. I hear Reuben numerous times say over that people come to him and always ask him that the kid's locked in the room, what to go do, or other cases, it's not a Koch Nefesh. He gets very upset at them, he yells at them, first take care, then ask afterwards. First knock down the door, then ask me what to go do. Okay, so the kid locked in the room is a Gemara's case. Well, he says he gets asked a question all the time. People don't seem to understand this concept. They get very worried about Chilul Shabbos and realize the idea of the Cheshivas of a person's life. They get to Yeledus, people tell me, you know, they wait Shabbos, maybe they can wait to the end of Shabbos. Here people have kids in a taxi, some people have kids at home. I actually have some of them in Mishpach who actually also try to wait, and the mice didn't make it. This case of Mamish, case of Koch Nevesh. Case of Koch Nevesh. I was once dealing with the Rav in Yeshiva, and I went over to him, I said, a certain Bach in Yeshiva, he's not been around for a couple of days, no one seems to know where he is. So this Rav in Yeshiva got very nervous, told me, please, go do this, go do that. He said, boys are boys, you know, a couple of days, what's the big deal? No, I went for worry, call the police, worry, go chase, go find. So I'll tell you a story. A couple of years before him, this is what told me in the mirror, they came to me, they asked me about Shalom Bachar, and I told them, you know, not around a couple of days, boys are boys. Came back 5 days later, and Lamaisa, they said, we still can't find him. So then I sent out search parties. 2 days later, Lamaisa, they found him, and they had a Levi Yeshiva the next day. So he says, I learned the hard way. Well, no, anyway, you're not sure. You want to do whatever you can to go do. He says, you know, you should learn from me. Every person has to learn the hard way themselves. You should learn from me. I say, you're not sure. Koch Nefesh, you want to go do. They say, from Dine Fisher, the reason why he's very machma, make all depends you look upon it. The get to Yeledus or Muberis, the get to Yom Kippur, and the get to other Tnesim, they say over there, you learned the hard way. Right? Okay, I didn't hear it. I said, they say over. You heard of him? So fine. So he heard from someone who heard of him, and he said himself. The Maya said, there is a klal over here that some people think they're Ibn Chachams, and they think, you know what, I can wait. And the Maya said, the best way to learn the hard way is to learn from other people. Everyone has to learn themselves. True, the best way to mechanize a kid not to play with fire is take his hand and put it in the fire. But, you know, it's better to tell him, you know, just don't put your hand in the fire. You don't have to exactly put it in the kid's hand. It might be quicker and easier, but that's not always the healthier way to learn. Now, there is a question, could a person have a right to be machmer and not to mechal Shabbos if he wants to be machmer? Is it a right to be machmer upon it? So my mokhle coming from is really a locha in Yerden, Simon Kuf and Zayn, I think it is, discussing when you have a case of Yovav Val Yarag, person has the right to even a veil, the Al Yarag, and a Taifert, the locha is that a Val, you should do the veil. That means someone puts a gun to your head to Machal Shabbos, Yovar. Mashengi, except for the three, a veil is to say Yovav Val Yavar. The person being Machmer, okay, puts a gun to your head and say, Machal Shabbos can be Machmer. So the Machaber began Machlik Shushainim. Ramban, Rambam, and the Taisus, they want Taino or Shiloh. If you can be Machmer, those want Taino. It's a Kiddush Hashem. You have a right to be Machmer. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, go Machal Shabbos, you say no. You're right to maybe say no. They want Machal Shabbos, and therefore will kill you. Machlik brought down on the Machaber two Shitas. Therefore, the question is, you have the same right over here to be Machmer and say, no, I don't want Machal Shabbos. And therefore, I'm cooked. I don't want to take my medicine. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be Machal Shabbos. The Maisha come along with Shmuel and bring Zam from the Advaz and Betzim, the Ramban, all this come along and say that first of all, the Ramban passed in there, you have no right to Ramban, and we also passed in the Ramban to be Machmer, the Vada Bechai Bem is the Iker. But the Maisha, the Paiskim say, you should only compare the two circuits. Mishmur, the Paiskim will be very clear that anyone who's Machmer, the Chesidus Shal Shtus, words of Mishnebura, the Kleifin I say, you force him, the Maisha to be Machal Shabbos, you can't say, I want to be Machmer, not to worry about the end of Chal Shabbos. So some klal on the gate in the koch nefesh. Pashas, yeah. Once you, yeah, shavu tom, upon himself. He had the loy sam dam yachal upon himself. Must mishpura passing like that. Now some klal on the gate of koch nefesh. One thing is, let's say a person is not koch nefesh right now, but does not take care right now, will end up being a koch nefesh and you're rishon him sheni. Come to the place, can say pashit avadi have a right to mechal shabbos. Now, not to lead to the matzah koch nefesh, that'll be tomorrow. If that's so, they discuss, let's say now is Yontif, Shechal v'er Shabbos. Right now, you're not koch nefesh. Tomorrow, you'll be koch nefesh. So, the time is to be Mechal Shabbos and Yontif, which is the case of a chorus, and not be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos, because that's the case of skill is more chomedic. But no, what right you have to do a kal tchilo when you're not matzah koch nefesh right now? So the Netziv and Chumash Pashma Midbar wants Taino a Kal Tchila, and therefore what's Halacha? Yontif, you should do a Mechil Shabbos Chil Malacha on Yontif before it comes to the case of Shabbos. Shlom Zam brings it down to Shmir Shabbos. Asad Hashem, Moshe come along in Tainas, Moshe not Koch Nefesh yet. So you're doing a very of being Mechil Yontif. We're right there to go do that. So then every time you have to wait till Shabbos, and the Asher brings down that way like a Moshe, you have to wait till Shabbos to Mechil the Shabbos, but not Mechil the Yontif. The Vada even agrees that you have a choice right now on you may chol to Mechal Shabbos or to wait till Shabbos. That means again, very simple. A lot of time in the case on Friday, you know you're giving birth tomorrow on Shabbos. Not full slave, you know 100%. Do you have to go on Friday? But look at the person say, Vada, you have to. Why? Chavetz Chaim, example, a Machne Yisrael, someone's in the Russian army and he knows he has to Mechal Shabbos tomorrow. So the Chavetz Chaim, you have to take care of it today, make sure it's not Mechal Shabbos. Why? He said, the Apostle Zachos Yom Shabbos, the Kaddish, Shomosh Shabbos, those chivim apply even during the week, and therefore you have to take care of it now.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, so it's time, a lot of times it's false labor, and it's also not always healthy to go there. It's not always a convenient place to be. So say, Echrami, lab daf, you have to go. But in the case you're open, let's say, 8 centimeters already, you know, you're about to give birth. Therefore, about you have to go. Now, this also, this in the Gemara place can say, you have a din of the Chai Behem. And if you have right to Mechal Shabbos, come on the Magar Rav, and he says, from based upon the Ramah and your day, Sim Kuftan Hei, Dafka a Refuah Yidua, or Alti Mumcho. It has to be Dafka case of Refuah Yidua. Everyone knows this Refuah over here works. If the Mishmur brings down the Loch Lamais this way, plus brings down the grass, Dafka a case of Refuah Yidua. Now, first, what does it mean, Refuah Yidua? We discussed the Chor, it sounds that way from Rashi, the Sugya, and Yuma, Dafka Gimel. Rashi says over there on that Gimel that what's machlokes the chomim, which says to be machmer, the person should not give the chutzah of the covet of the animal the person gets bit by a dog. Rashi says, why? Because it's not a fura gemura. So it sounds like it's not fura gemura. It sounds very good. The person cannot, mokavomis come from Rashi. You have no right to machal Shabbos, not a fura gemura over here. The maisa is very hard to understand. So kosayif, if you're not sure over here, it should be a case of subkoch nefesh. Plus, you should still be able to use this refuah on Shabbos because maybe it'll be a good refuah now. So we had different malchim. One way we answered how a vazal over here goes, coming from the taste of Yom Kippurim, that they dropped the words of Gemurah from Rashi. It's any refuah. It's not a refuah at all. If it's a little bit of refuah, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos. but he classifies it in the Vosno Bear. The different types of refuah. The refuah that we know that the doctors say work, but a lot of doctors works in everybody. It's supposed to work. It works, but it doesn't always work. That avad nechle get refuah gemura. Avad and tefuah, you do it, it will. This medicine you take for this thing. Everyone knows that penicillin you take when you have strep. Everyone knows strep is a matzah from koch nefesh. Everyone says even though today we have medicines to take care of it, so what? You're still a person that's koch nefesh. We have medicines to make you out of koch nefesh. Penicillin works. Now it doesn't work in everybody. It works on everybody, not everybody. Fine. So myself is still the lock is. You have ready to go take it on Shabbos.
Is there anything in the strep test on Shabbos?
Why take a test for?
What? No, you think you have strep.
You need to get it for the next day to go see.
No,
you want to know? You don't find out right away.
What?
You
have the fast one.
If you have the medicine, if you ask me, just take the medicine. I don't know. Well, why take the stuff for it? I think you won't take penicillin.
Yeah. You'll be taking it.
Well, if it's Moscow.
Go over the.
We'll take you, okay. If the mask cook nefesh and he's saying to help reason you're allowed to Islam. To go with bar, you're saying taking too much medicine will lead to a massive cook nefesh. So yeah, so Islam is take the test. I know, I see a lot of people take the test, they take the medicine, they start anyway, because they assume they're getting stuff. Okay, good thing. But there are cases that the Amoin Am says, well, I'm sorry, the case that the Amoin Am says over that medicine, Lav Davka works, that Lachur with the Mokarum over here means, which means that the Amoin Am says over that Lachur, these cases cannot be Mechal Shabbos. And they point out that when the Mishbuah says not to Mechal Shabbos, the Mokarum, what he's discussing about these homopathic remedies, what Malach we're discussing, Jerabon or Deraisa. So come along, Mariel, this can achieve a Mechaim Nob and his wife and the Sugar from Rashi, he's Davka a case of doing a Malacha Deraisa. For Malacha Derabon, you have a right to go do these cases of homopathic remedies, not before you do them. The other comes out that most of the cases that we're discussing, not doing it before you do it, are usually a case only to get to in the name of Derabonans. Since the only case to get to Derabonans, or to get a guy to go buy the medicine, also not to get a Derabonans, you tell a guy to go drive the car to Milanoka, case Derabonans. Also, look, usually these cases should not really lead to the skumbo of even a case of before you do it, because before you do it, again, you only need by the clown to get to the races. Not worse than the case of Chodesh Yemakot, the Amil and Ochil, or case of the Abon, the Meister, are mutter. Same thing. The issue of taking drugs is not a problem.
No, the shots.
Oh, shots. It depends how you take the shots. The shell in general, what is the issue of taking a shell in Shabbos? If you say it's drop on them, you can do it also. If you get a guy to go do it, it's even better. Even if it's your ice, it won't be a problem. Because the only problem with the taking your shell in Shabbos, they point out, sometimes you have to pull out the dam to go see if this dam is there. So if you say it's nichol and gedda om lochot sheikh legufay, that's the issue of chaval over here. Otherwise, you can't drop on om lochot sheikh legufay. You should get a guy to go do it.
What?
Go get a guy to go do it.
What?
No, that was a trial. About not trial drugs, of course, yeah, you just get trial drugs. That's not loved up before you do it. They also get involved with trial drugs, loved up because they could be before you do it, but they're checking out the side effects. So they're also going to involve, but you have to know what level of the trial drugs we're discussing. Most of them, they kind of are betting to work to heal your thing, except there are other things it will cause. Therefore, the FDA won't approve it. They won't kind of come in nickel together before you do it also. You have to find out the materials. Because come on, anything that will you take this trial, not really trial. Because else you wouldn't really even take it.
The shot is really just nothing to do your stuff.
It is. This will have another side effect, another problem. It is. You, most drugs, the problem is the side effect. That's what they're testing for. Now, when a person is matkoch nefesh, there's another person has the right to go help him out. But let's say the person can take care of himself. The other person is matkoch nefesh, she can go drive to the hospital herself or himself, and you can go help him. Do you have a right to go help him? Well, I can, maybe that's possible. Sama dam re'echa is don't stand upon his dam. Why? Because you have to go help him. If he can do it himself, who says you have a right to go mechal Shabbos for him? So there is Evan Hashoyim and Shuvo. You want time, you have no right to. How can mechal Shabbos somebody else? The mice come on the Masham or Chashuch and others of Chaim Berlin, there's a Shuvo against Evan Hashoyim, says, what do you mean? Once you ever had to cook nefesh, the mice you ever had to cook nefesh, you have a right to go mechal Shabbos for this other person. Building upon that, once you're saying you have a right to go mechal Shabbos for the other person, the Gam can take care of himself. How far do you have a right or a chiyuv to go help out another person? For example, let's say it's 2:00 in the morning, and someone in your house is very sick, and you need food to be cooked. Now, you don't have any food, you didn't make children that week, your neighbor has. Do you have a chiyuv to go knock your neighbor's door and to go get hot children for your person who's sick in your house? Well, no, the maestro, I can go cook myself. So you say the other person, you have a chiyuv to go wake him up, he has a chiyuv to go give it to you, because he had a posuk l'sama dam recha. Well, no, it's hasheni l'maestro, you can take care of the pekuach nefesh, except what you left with doing an itza bishul. So waking up your friend is what? Waking up to make sure not mechal Shabbos. He's not helping you take care of the matz pekuach nefesh. He's helping you take care not to mechal Shabbos. Why? Because you can take care of it yourself and go cook. So the shaila is, do you have a chiyuv to go wake him up? And number two is, even if you wake him up, is there a chiyuv to go give it to you? Come on, Shalom Zamani Tainis. Why wake him up for? Know that you wake him up, he doesn't have to give it to you. Doesn't help you out. Why help you out for? I said, fine. No, I understand. You want to go take care of it? Go cook food yourself. Sending you need a light? I have a flashlight? No, go do it yourself. Asal Shalom Shalom Zamani says, after he passed this way, of Epstein wrote in Siddur Minchas Yishlaim, says, what are you talking about? Circles of here, the to go help you out. So you mechal Shabbos for no reason. How? What right do you have to cause a chil Shabbos? So you're doing an active bishul on Shabbos. If you're going on the light on Shabbos, you can go to your neighbor and get food that's already cooked. Go to your neighbor and get a flashlight. You are right to cause the case of chil Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman wrote back. Shlomo Zalman, the Aleph Zayin, a long tshuva back. He tells us, I'll bring you one of his rites. He says, it's a locha in Yodea by case of a coin. The coin cannot be metamed to any person that's a mace. Maisa, how about the mace mitzvah? Avadi can. The loch is, does he have to go hire somebody to go take care of a mace mitzvah? Speaks out of the Ramah that even though he has to take care of a mace, when it's a mace mitzvah, but to go hire a person, make sure he's not going to be metam himself, that does not have to go do, and he's right to go take care of himself. Said Shlomo Zalman, what's hiring going to go do? Take away the issur, but you yourself can take care of the mace mitzvah. Same thing, the only thing you're doing over here is what? It's, you won't know your friend has to take away what the Issur Chil Shabbos. You don't have to go do that. You only have to help out B'chayvim. And since just like you don't have to hire a person to take away the Tumah, you have to go to your neighbor also take care of the Issur Chil Shabbos, because you have a head of B'chayvim to take care of this in over here of the B'koch Nefesh to the case of cooking. He says Rishon Mazama with an exception. He said, well, let's say your money is ready, Meshubba, to take care of this person. He says, for example, you have kids or wife. That part of your ksuba is to take care of her when she's sick. There, you have to spend your money to go heal the person, take care of the person, your child or wife, and therefore, the money will also tell you, you have to make sure you're not being mechallel Shabbos. Therefore, let's say you have money, that you want to say, my wife is sick, know what, to do an act of koch nefesh, no, there, you have to spend your time and money to go help a person out. So again, number one, we have Shlomo Zalman says, it's liyaz al-biyash, the one time the law is, that you have no chiyuv to wake up your neighbor, and even the neighbor wake him up, doesn't have to give to you. Shani, we have Epstein, and the Chodshani answers back, says, what do you mean? You're being a posik, saying when it's meshuba to you the money, the luck is that your person does have to go spend the money. He says, well, we're a posik, l'sama dam recho. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that ayin gimel, what's a stop of l'sama dam recho? You have to matriach and spend money for it. So just like your money meshuba to your wife and kids, says the Chodshani, here also, the Maaseh, your money is also is meshuba for a case over here of your to help the person out, and therefore the Chorah Shachin also should be woken up, and he wakes him up, and Vadi has to go give it to you. And then the Chodesh disagrees and says, no, he has to go help you out. Machlokes. Just a simple nafkamina, very basic nafkamina. Your wife is the eldest at Shabbos. You have a choice either to call, make a phone call, get an ambulance to come to your house, and drive from your house to the hospital, or you can tell your neighbor who has the car right in front of you, I'm not going to make the phone call. I'm not going to make the ambulance come to my house and do much more assumed derisions of using the gas, combustible engine. And therefore, can you drive me to the hospital? It's half hour away, an hour away. I'll take you drive 10 minutes. And then when you get there, what are you going to do? You walk back and leave your car there behind. With the local who is, you have to leave the car running. Who are the best? How do you shut? You tell the guy to go shut the engine. Otherwise, you leave it running. You can't shut off the engine. No head for that. So you tell the guy to shut it, and the keys, you get them out shalom muksa. L'chor, you have a chiyuv to go tell your neighbor to go drive you. What is the heter or eitz of anyone over here to go call an ambulance on Shabbos when your neighbor has a car? What's the eitz? What's the heter? So come on, L'chor Shani, he says, Echonami.
medics are anti-hazards on the way.
Oh, so that could be, yeah, that's right. But that's you think aside, way around the question. But the concept of the Chushan Echonami, no, my senior name can tell you, I'm not driving you. I don't want to walk back. I don't want to leave my car behind. I'm not interested. I don't want to go do that. You ever had to have a Koch Nevesh and Echonami? Go take, and the Esam Chaim Kineski this question. Chaim Kineski might say, no, like Shlom Zalman. The law says you have a radical call, so they'll come take care of you. And your name has no key to go drive you.
What
so,
if they came to you? Are you allowed to refuse?
Shlom Zalman says yes. Shlomo Zalman says you have a right to refuse.
Because he can do it himself.
I'm not helping Koch Nefesh. I'm helping Chilul Shabbos. I'm doing Chilul Shabbos. Who's going to have to go do that? I have to help. If it's Koch Nefesh, 100% I have to go help out. If they cannot get out, I have to drive you. I'm not helping that out.
So the same thing is if the husband's not there, if someone sees that wife's thing, he doesn't have to take that for the call, even if he has a car himself.
Oh, if the one he's doing, you ready, is doing a malacha over here?
Yeah.
Then I'm not sure. But he's doing a malacha. He is doing the malacha. Might say he's doing less koch nefesh. How much malacha? It's not an interesting question. He has his own car. How can he call it tzolah? I don't think so. That person, a husband is there. He has his own car. He has a right to call it tzolah. He has a car. He has to take his car.
Why is that then to the case of when the wire is falling?
Now again, one side point we said before, Echlami, by let us a lot of time is good to get on a hot tzolah in the ambulance because they know what they're doing. Something happens to the car. Okay, Echlami. But you let us per se, it might be Echlami have a right to. But in the case not to get to your lettuce, let's say some stitches, you have 2 hours, you don't have to call out salt.
During the week you would never call out salt. So why now something might happen along the way, therefore I have to call out salt? During the week you would never call out salt. You would get in your own car and go.
So
you can't say, I'm doing it because I'm nervous something might happen along the way. Somehow during the week everyone...
So again, a side question is, all had term of koch nefesh, nichl nechir of koch nefesh. We'll get to a different time, that mice not totally there was that. But Echlami, you tell me it's 100% not to get a Koch Nefesh, you have no right to. But the mice, it depends on the Matthias. If you have a real chash, and not even a real chash, any chash shuachak. If the husband is driving, you rather have a person with you. The mice is a chash Koch Nefesh. The fact that you would have, you know it's chash shuachak, but you think it's worth it to not make it a Koch Nefesh.
And are you
okay
to go ask your neighbor first? You can never say no. But before you get that phone call,
no, Shlomo Zalman says since he can say no, you don't have to go ask him even. Because he's not Meshubbid anymore. He says
you're
not Meshubbid.
You
don't have to wake him up.
You have a way of not doing it. I'm not the Mechal Shabbat. How can you not try that avenue first?
No, you can try. You can try if you want. Close
you
fine.
You have to.
Don't have to, no.
Why not? You have a way of not doing it.
Because you
can say no.
He said you don't have because you can say no.
You could. That's possible. He'd say yes.
He has a Suffolk way. He has a bother. Who says you have to go do that?
So unless you're going to call time, you don't.
You know what? Most neighbors will tell you go call the ambulance anyway. Come on. If the neighbor did not hold a klut shani, what do you want for me? I'm seeing my family. That's an hour away. What do you want? Go call us all. They're here. The chovesh is here for that reason.
So it's two neighbors. One has a car. One does. The one that has a car. The other one you call
it from. No, he has to. It's his master.
He doesn't
have to. If he has his own car.
The neighbor's not
going to
go to another neighbor.
You mean the two neighbors take care of the isha? Make sure husband's around.
Not an issue, it's
another
thing.
If the one
you prefer. This is the column you plug in the case.
He would lend you his car, you must put it behind
him
and drive
yourself. He will lend you his car when you want to drive yourself.
Forgetting him.
Yeah, if you know he'll lend you his car, if you take it all the time, before the same thing. In a case where, again, you list maybe not the way, but most of the cases in any family. You have to mind the Chilul Shabbos. So we can do more Chilul Shabbos. Simkim is a sugya of Makas Halal. A person has a Maka internally. Now, there are different cases having this Makas internally. We go through numerous cases from here until Sifta Zayin. That could be a case of Makas Halal. Now, there is one interesting question in the Mefarshim grapple with over here. A question, but Claudius will try to stick to over here and not get involved with the hack and the politics. But what happens when the Chazal say one thing and the Rifi and the Chile say something else? The doctor, the Chazal say is Pekoch Nefesh. I come along the doctor, I come along the Chile says not Pekoch Nefesh. Do you listen to Chazal or do you listen to what the doctor and the Chile over here says? And again, I assume everyone knows the tumult will cause on to get the fish in the worms and the fish. When they get to Kinim, when they get to certain books that get printed that we don't follow Chazal. But the question in general, not getting about those books, the question over here per se is, what's the law when you have a Max Halal? First, exactly what the Chalim Reif says. It's come over the Bachel, we discussed this question. He says, read the Torah slowly, he seems to say two different things. He says when a makish a chalal, and he says what's example? He says anything what's from shinaim u'bifneim, from your teeth and inwards, lachas b'koach nefesh. Then he goes on saying a second lach of devil, sometimes a chayshu b'shinoi, he has pain in his teeth, like the case to pinda. So come on the two and said, definitely get a koach nefesh. So reflect the back, Maestro, why does he have two cases over here? He has the case over here of Max Galal, which basically is from his teeth and inwards, from the Shinam of him, and then he says, second case, Tzufinda, which is a case of he had a pain in his teeth. Kate Koch Nefesh, he already said already, why is he pitying himself for? Come on the back and says, he said, Kisha the Chazal say over, even if the Chil, the way to say, not Koch Nefesh, we listen to Chazal, and we do not listen to what the Chil and what the doctor says. David says, whether it's Makis Gav, whether it's a regal or the yad, or the Makis Barzel, or having a fever, all these cases over here, we listen to Chazal, and not what the doctor and the Chiluv says. Look, Lamaisa, if you're going to put it down twice, once the Mishpah is up, once the Eishel Avram, he says, well, the doctor say otherwise, it's Sheker Imim, the Shekonim, the Maisa lies over here. Therefore, look, Lamaisa, come on the Mishpah and says that they are not Bekim. Doctors or what the Chazal were, and therefore the look is a chashat koch nefesh. To the Mishnah Berurah, we do not listen to the doctors. The Chashabes and Eliezer, they come along and say that we the Ma'aser follow what says b'zman Chazal. Atzad Hasheni, those are argue from different avenues. One of they point out, first of all, read the Mechab over here. He seems to drop the diak of the Torah. First of all, he does not say two cases. He does not say the case of Mishnah Mufnim, and then he says Yevchosh Bishino. Therefore, you do not have this diak anymore. Only the Malchu in the case of Chosh Bishino. And secondly, it says, read the Mechaber over here, when it brings down the case of Gav Yegel, the Gav Regel, Gav Yad, and Sivvah, says the Lokha is like Makish al Halal. Now, according to the fact, the two separate Halachas, the Gav Yad, the Gav Yegel, is one Halacha, and Makish al Halal is a different Halacha. Come to the Mechaber and equates the two. So it says the Tila David, first read the Mechaber, he did not hold the Torah. He did not hold very clearly, not hold the Diyak. They care about it, it equates two sigils over here. It should not be that way. Therefore, he wants to argue. Therefore, Vosne, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah and said, Tzarchi in Gadol, one Mishnah Berurah, if you've got him, went like the back over here, might say the doctors say otherwise, we should follow them. Now, the Shmir Zagufa Nefesh, Rabbi Lerner, in his Mavai, he asked this question to Rabbi Yashiv, the why we see certain times that the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to worry about Nishtana Tevel. For example, Simba Kufa and Gimel, in the case of fish and meat eating together, Nichla Sigav Sakonu. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe Nishtana Tevel is Manazah, and therefore there's not Nichla Sigav Sakonu. So we see the Mishnah Berurah holds, is it Katz from Nishtana Tevel? Why over here he holds not the Katz from Nishtana Tevel? So the Yashiv wants to Mechalik and say, really depends. The whole case, the Bach of the Mishnah Berurah is a case when one Reifim, when one doctor says it, though the Chid himself says it. But let's say all the Reifim, everyone got together and say, Bizman Azeh, this case is not a case of Koach Nefesh, and Echnami, not Nechon the Sigim of Koach Nefesh anymore. So it seems to make a little bit sharp between the sheets over here. Like, how many read them? Some of them seem to be not discussing Doctor 1, Doctor, even numerous doctors. It sounds like more of it makes sense in between case over here. That in the case where all doctors agree that the Metzias will be a change, Echnami won't be Nichon Gedim Koch Nefesh anymore. Now, over here we discussed the case of teeth and they fell out, or really the Lewis pains inside your teeth. So, first, the idea of the Mishnah Berurah says that take out your teeth bizman hazeh will lead to a matzav of a Koch Nefesh in and of itself. Therefore, a Yid cannot take out teeth, only God can take out teeth on Shabbos. Kamal the swarm is manenu, the bingna from Hashem Zalman, the Chodshani and others, that's not true bizman hazeh. Today, taking out two teeth, since we know how the chidakim work exactly, and you can give medicine to it, therefore, when a yid takes out the tooth, it's not causing a mass koch nefesh, and therefore, the mitzvah of Mishmuris is over, it's not true for poil. Now, let's say a tooth falls down on Shabbos. I've had numerous times my kids, come on, all of my kids, I think all of them, the kids fell out. Their teeth fell out. Now, some of them might happen on Shabbos, on Yontif. I had two kids on Yontif. They were playing like 1, 2, 3. The two heads smashed together. We separated them. The tooth of my son was inside my daughter's head, sticking out. So my son came out on Shabbos. Another time, I watched my son fall down steps. Two teeth fell out over here. Well, so my question over here is, what to go do with the teeth? So first, the practical thing is, by teeth, to save them, you put it inside a cup of milk, and then you run to the doctor. Now, when I get to the doctor with these teeth, the doctor says, "You get to kids, you just leave it. You get to adults, we put it back inside, because then mice lose your teeth." Adults, also same question. I know I have a twin sister. I knocked on the tooth on Shabbos. Don't do that. And the question over here is, what to go do with these things on Shabbos? Can you put it back? So the question is really, what malach we're discussing putting back teeth on Shabbos? What's the issur over here? So the question is that we know that there's an issur of creating and building a person, putting on the person's ulcer. So maybe putting a tooth back inside a person, a nickel in the getter of binyan over here. Binyan.
Why are you putting it back here? Why couldn't you wait a day?
Because if it's a couple of hours, won't be able to put it back. You have to put it back with mom within 2 hours, 3 hours. You won't be able to. So, can you put it back? So, come on, Shlomo Zalman, what's kind of an interesting chiddush over here? He tells us, what are you doing? You're putting the tooth back inside its hole. It comes out, the whole tooth with its root, the whole thing comes out. Now, if it's cracked, whatever, you have cemented on. But the mice of it, then you can maybe even do it after Shabbos. But the case where the root came out, you put it in mamash as quickly as you can, and you put it inside, what happens? You just leave it there. You now put cement there, and what happens? The body is mamash, pillar of the bria, it starts healing itself and locks itself in place. And if you only eat yogurts, things with a straw, or drink things, within a day or two, it might be locked in place. So, in essence, you put a brick on a building without cement, and someone else put the cement there. Are you able to say by now? You did nothing. You put a brick there.
Lego.
It'll fall down. What?
Lego.
Lego is locked in place a little bit. Here, the mice, he's put it there. It's coming with Shlomo Zalman. What's the answer? Putting it there? No binyan. A Kashbok did the binyan. Him, the mice, he'll be a choy for his own Shabbos. The mice, what exactly you did, you only put it inside that place. It should not be a problem over here. Putting inside, that's your act of how to do bain over here, how you create the thing, that's your matzv over here. And if you want to tiny, even Ali de Goy is also. What time is Nikhil the Malokha de Raiso? They get involved in the side sugar secondus Ava, Nikhil secondus Ava losing a tooth, let Hashem will get back to. But the mice tiny is even Ali de Goy, the mice should be also. So again, if a tooth falls out, what's the Malokha putting it back? Shlomo Zalman Lian says, put it back on Shabbos. By an adult, and the person cannot do that on Shabbos. Another point over here in Siv Dalet is a sugya of Mesaya. Now, Mesaya, Eimay Mamash, Yeshbay Mamash, Be'ik is not a sugya, but the Taz over here is marked about this question. If the Oilwun Hilchas Nidal and Simon Kuf Tanaches over there is brought down, Negei to Ishkin and Goethe cut your nails on Shabbos. Come over there again, the Taz repeats the same sugya. The Shach over there wants to disagree. Asking God to cut your nails on Shabbos, that nechle is sugya Messiah. And if we also ask God to cut on Shabbos, then Malacha de Raisa over here. So come over the Taz, and he wants to machalk in cases whether you have to ask the whole thing to be done, or ready the eyes open and just helping out a little bit. But Be'ikim, the Taz, the Taz gives the Messiah Yesh by Mamish. It says the Yid who is the Goy to Malacha, who helps the Goy to Malacha to take out of his teeth on Shabbos, cut his nails on Shabbos, as if the Yid himself took out the tooth, the Yid himself cut the nails. And that Lemaisa, Yid Nichol is in the right over here. So I'm sorry if we went this way. Lemaisa, come on, all the places, we do not go this way. The Shach again, the Kubtah the Ches, the Kubtah the Kesev, disagrees with the Taz, he wants to answer the Sugi and Makis, one time the Ikri hope, say it in by Mamish, that's the Eli Rabba, the Noda Behudo, the Siddur Tahiro. Chayodim, Magraz, Mishabur, or Hushulchan, they come on the Paskin, Maseya Ein Bei Mamish. And that's how the Ikdis form go, the Maseya Ein Bei Mamish. Just the question is, when you say Maseya Ein Bei Mamish, mean there's no Isra at all? Well, there's an Isra Abonon, however, Makam Chayla, Makam Mitzvah, Mitzvah by cutting the nails, or Makam Chayla by the case over here, that's when the people want to be Makal. That means the Vader by Mitzvah and Chayla is Mutter. Is it Mutter always, only in the case of Makam Mitzvah and Chayla? So, Maisa, read the Shach again in Kutzat Ches, it sounds like you're saying it's mutter. No problem at all. Maseya by Yid helping on a guy is no Issa Mechal. Shri Shabbat speaks down that way. Tah Sheni, the Chav Svi and Shuva clearly, he writes a Vadi, it's also in Abonim. The Ziyavitz writes also. In the grass, when he brings it down over a local Maisa, he says, a Vadi is also. Since Mokum Chaylo, we make all the Abonims. But Mokum Mitzvah will be make all. Otherwise, the case over here is also. So, if that's so, if it's also, just one thing we discussed. One time already, about holding a kid by a light switch. Can you hold a, let's say the light switch on your house, your dining room, the mice is off, you want to hold a child who's lab bar abona klal. Meaning a child who's 2 years old, has no abona, when he says the word no, doesn't understand the word no, the word yes, doesn't understand the word yes. That means right now, I have a 2-year-old at home, I tell her no, she smiles and does it anyway. The concept is this and that there. It's lab bar abona klal. Some of the Pleiskim is Manenu, and they want to know, can you hold that kid by the light switch? I should put on the light switch? I should shut it off, on, off. She not do, she, you tell her to go do it, not allowed to. Why? She's doing it for you. You take her hand as a hammer and do it, that's you doing it. That you can't. Let's say you put her there, you hold her there, and you ignore her, you talk to somebody else all the time, and she plays with the light switch. Hey, let her go do that. So, I heard of Reuben saying numerous times, the mice, it's mutter. What's the answer? No chinuch. Not by Arvano. What? No, Koik is doing it for you. I said, okay, so the cartoon has no idea, no concept, 1 year old, 2 year old, can you hold the kid by the light switch? A woman says, oh, when he wrote Archa Shabbos numerous times, he says, Maestro, hold the kid by the light switch. The Maestro is no problem. No problem. No, it's, I don't, not a key. And therefore, he tells people, he told me, I love the Maestro, go do it that way. I think my kid, who's now 19, when he was about 18 years ago, he told me I can go do that. And he's been, and he also, since then, he wanted to save Archa Shabbos, and he's given Shum about it. So I asked him, and his Chavrusa of Galba, the Maestro, what happened to the Sugi Messiah? So you tell me you put one thing by so put a kid on Shia, that's one thing. But holding the kid, what happened to Messiah? So you tell me all the time Messiah Eimei Mamish. So I asked Messiah, who says Eimei Mamish, and they get to only Makam Mitzvah, Makam Chayla. But Stamazai, who says the Messiah is Mutter? The last time I actually gave up, because he started yelling at me, Mamish, for 10 minutes, Barav Am, how I don't know how to learn any sugyas, don't understand anything, go ask 10 other people. And Mamish gave it to me, Barav Am, that I should really learn the sugya better. So then I went to Gelber, he also didn't answer. The mice are not clear. The mice, but probably usually the case isn't a gate to mitzvah anyway. So don't son hold a kid by light switch. You're holding Malkum mitzvah by Suda Shabbos. I asked him, are you being make up with Malkum mitzvah? No, the same with Mamish. I'm not clear where exactly he's getting from. I can't do the moment ask him, get yelled back. And I wrote to him also, and he also writes back to me, you know what I'm talking about. But he doesn't explain to me exactly why. And if anyone has a clear reason, well, any Malkum that I say, Eimei Mamish Bechlal, I love to hear, and I'll give you a list of my commitments against it, which I tried already, and fine. Next thing, the main point is Sif Dalet. In the Sugya Chomash Regil Nasa Bechol, the person can do on Shabbos. Since it's late and it's very important, I'm not sure how many people went to the Bialacha well. Eventually, we'll leave it over for tomorrow. That's Lacha. Yes, I'll be tomorrow.